My name is Squeaky Patterson. I live in Pascoe, Rhode Island. We're right on the border of Rhode Island and Connecticut.
And we're walking down a trail through the woods. Just to the left, there's a clearing in the trees and a sign that says Historical Cemetery, Town of Burrville. Patterson says this family plot dates to the 19th century. It belonged to the Sherman family. Benjamin Sherman and his two wives are said to be buried here.
As you can see, this is very old right here. There are stone walls around the edges. It says vandalism is punishable by law, but people have stolen all the gravestones here.
Patterson thinks the gravestones were stolen because people attracted to the lure of stories about the dead wanted to keep a piece of history. For generations, a ghost story has been linked to one of the women buried here. Her name was Laura Sherman.
The story goes that if you come up to Laura's grave at night, during a full moon, and dance around her grave 13 times, calling her name, Laura will come and visit you.
Patterson says no one knows much about Laura Sherman or her family, not even where they lived in town. But the story of Laura's grave has drawn enough attention that people continue to vandalize this cemetery. Historical preservationists are concerned that retelling the story will awaken another round of vandalism.
After the gravestones were stolen, someone put up three large white wooden crosses. They were stolen right away. So they never bothered to put up anything else after that.
Patterson grew up coming to these woods. In high school, he knew a girl who decided to find out if she could see Laura at midnight under a full moon.
So she came up here and danced around the grave, and nothing happened. So she went home. The next day in school, her friend said, "Who was that old lady in the back seat of your car when you drove past Cirio's restaurant last night?" And it freaked her out so much that when she looked in the mirror, she would see an old lady standing behind her. And after a while, she started seeing a psychiatrist. And when she graduated high school, she left town and never came back. I've been here dozens of times. I used to bring my bicycle up here from my house, but I never did see Laura myself. But I did have a visitation from my mother once. It seemed so perfectly normal. It didn't seem creepy at all. That's why I don't question other people's experiences.
Patterson says the story of Laura's ghost gets told all the time, especially around Halloween.
Because she's probably the best known legend in this town, next to the Conjuring House. But wow, it's creepy, isn't it? Yeah, there is definitely a tradition in this town of telling ghost stories.
Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for Rhode Island Public Radio's One Square Mile is made possible by the Rhode Island Foundation, promoting the economic security of all Rhode Islanders by investing in the business environment and workforce development through grants, capacity building, and advocacy. The Rhode Island Foundation, helping our state reach its true potential. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.